We most often think that we should pursue our own happiness and joy. Jesus teaches that the way to have happiness and joy is not to seek your own happiness and joy, but rather it's to seek the happiness and joy of others. I wonder if you believe that. It's at the very heart of the gospel. We cannot be content if we focus on ourselves. We will only be more discontent. We cannot have a sense of fulfillment if we try to fulfill ourselves. We will only feel a sense of what we're lacking. It's only until we stop focusing on ourselves and we focus on the love of Christ and demonstrating that love to others that we will ever know contentment or fulfillment. So when we are struggling, when we are suffering, the worst thing that we can do is withdraw and fixate on our struggling and suffering. Because what happens is we begin to see the world through that lens. So everything we look at through the lens of our own suffering, our own struggles, our own difficulty. And when we do, we evaluate the world in light of ourselves and our emotions and our feelings and our pain. We start to say things like, if I were really loved, this would not be happening. If God really loved me, I wouldn't be going through this. If my family really loved me, I wouldn't feel like this. If I were really loved, others would do this for me. If I was really loved, then I would do this. I would have the ability to do this. And where are we back at? Who is the greatest? We're back at who is the greatest. We're back in comparing. Because when we see the world like that, it causes us to evaluate others rather than serving them. When we think about our lives like that, well, if I was loved, I would have this. Other people would do this for me. This would happen. Then we look at other people and say, well, they have that or they don't have that or I'm better than them and I'm worse than them. But all of it makes us feel worse. All of it. We're back to this trying to position who is the greatest. And Jesus says the greatest in His kingdom is the servant. For Jesus alone is the one who is ultimately great. You're suffering, you're struggling. The best thing you can do is allow that struggling, that suffering, to prompt you to remember that even though I feel this pain, even though I've messed up, even though I'm struggling, the Bible says that I am loved to the uttermost. I am loved to the end. I am loved fully, finally, and eternally. I am loved in a way that that love is going to sweep me in to the very purpose that God had for me in the beginning. And then you look out at other people and you say, you know, they're struggling, they're suffering, they're hurting. So what I want to do is to be an instrument of Christ in their lives to love and serve them. You see, it severs you from the comparison, who is the greatest? You answer that question, none of us. Jesus is the greatest.